Hello and welcome to the Cafe Hustle podcast. I'm Andy Jones, and today I am welcoming Cyril Drouet and Shirley Wu onto the podcast. Now, Cyril is the co-founder of Choose Planet A, and they are all about trying to find innovative solutions to rid the world of plastic waste. And Shirley is sales director for UK and Europe. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the importance of sustainability and really how it's now becoming a competitive advantage. You can gain an advantage over your competitors by being genuinely sustainability focused, being conscious about the decisions we make. And as we get into this episode, Cyril will share a stat that 70% of all plastic packaging in Europe still goes to landfill. So this really is something that we, not only in the hospitality industry, but worldwide, we need to really focus on what we're doing in terms of our sustainability credentials. And again, Choose Planet A, they have developed a takeaway cup that is completely plastic free. So we're going to find out more about that as well. But yeah, so we're going to jump into this episode after we get back from thanking our sponsors. Now is the perfect time to make any changes in your business and begin forming new habits with your team. That means it's the perfect time to introduce employee scheduling software to your business, and that's exactly what Road to Cloud does. Build your employee schedule in record time simply by dragging and dropping your way to a staff rota within minutes. It's just as simple to change and alter and tweak your schedule as you need to, and you'll know in hospitality that happens all the time. And it also helps to keep on top of your staff availability, their contracted hours, holiday and leave remaining, and any upcoming days off, so you're fully informed. With a really intuitive user interface, you can copy entire week shifts or duplicate select team members' shifts and not others and apply them across any date range. I've said many times, the biggest change for me in my business from an admin point of view is when I started using employee scheduling software, and I have no doubt Road to Cloud can do exactly the same for you. Don't wait. Pause this episode and head over to thecafehustle.com/roadtocloud and sign up for your free 30-day free trial. What's more, there's no credit card required. It's a genuine free trial. Do it now. That's thecafehustle.com/roadtocloud. So, Shirley, Cyril, thank you for joining me on The Cafe Hustle. How are you?
Oh, we're both very well. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andy.
We're going to get started first and foremost. I'm going to come to you, Cyril. What is the purpose of Choose Planet A as a company? What's your mission?
Our mission really is to eradicate plastic packaging. That's a big statement. But really, for me, the packaging journey started, 20 years ago as a young designer, traveling into a lot of factories, especially in Asia, where the rest of the world is manufactured, it's in China, basically. And walking, through production line, producing millions of container, per year, leaving China to Europe, everything, that is produced at some point ends up as a waste. We don't see it as consumers because we put our packaging into bins and then the bins magically disappear. But, for me, being on a production line, being a designer, everything I design basically end up as a waste. So I always made sure in my 20 years career that whatever I design, it has to be with material that are biodegradable or compostable, that do not damage the environment. And, for the past 4 years, setting up my own business, my own company, now I can make all my decisions. I don't need to answer any big brand owners that sometimes have different strategies. So the mission of Choose Planet A, really, it's our mission, it's our purpose. We want to leave the world, in a better place. And, I'm grateful that I come from a background where, I had an education, at the roof over my head. To be honest, if you look at our place in the world, we are the lucky ones compared to the rest of the world. And so we have this mission, really, to leave and to make a better decisions, to do better things for human being, and humankind. So Choose Planet A really has created this product that is the good cup. And it's a paper cup that doesn't require any plastic. The lid is already integrated to the cup itself. And and we're launching it globally now. It's patented, and maybe I'll tell you more a little bit later.
Yeah, and just to, while we're on the point, it is a fantastic product as well, and like you know, I've tested it out, and like although it was small little, you know, getting used to using the cup initially, it's a great product. And yeah, we will get on to that more later on, because really I want to talk first and foremost around the sustainability point of view. But again, before we get to that, just tell me a bit about your background, Cyril, and how you got to the point of founding or co-founding Choose Planet A.
Yeah, my background really started as a product designer. I finished my degree in the UK, actually, in Birmingham. And then from that point, you know, I move on very quickly to packaging, because packaging is somehow super interesting. You know, you design your structure, you mix, you know, structure with graphics, with branding. And more importantly, a lot of designers actually discard working in packaging. I mean, 20 years ago, it was the case. You know, most designers, they want to design cars, or they want to design chairs or really cool products. But to me, you know, you can apply so much creativity into packaging in terms of the material that you use, in terms of the process, in terms of the ergonomy. And so, and the mission, in my opinion, is even bigger. You know, the purpose, you know, like I mentioned before, everything you design is going to end up in the bin. So you better design it well. And so, yes, I started, I moved along my journey into Asia. And then at some point I decided, let's set up, let's, you know, as a creative, you always have 1,000 ideas in your head. And what you want to do really is you want to design things that nobody has touched, you know, for decades. And paper cup is one of them. It's been the same product over and over again. The same paper cup with plastic inside, with a plastic lid. And I felt, you know, it's time to redesign it in a better way, using traditional machines, you know, that make these cups. Let's try to make it cheaper if we can, with better material. And today this is the case. You know, we have a product that perform really well on traditional machine. It saves a lot of production costs. It saves a lot of space in a supply chain, like 40% less compared to a box of cups and a box of lid. And then at the end, you know, it's better for the distributors, it's better for the consumer, and it's better for the environment.
Yeah, certainly on the point of the how interesting packaging is, it's actually something I was only thinking of over Christmas, where obviously lots of toys in our house, new toys, and there is so much that goes into it, the design and just the packaging alone, let alone the actual product inside. There is so much, it's so intricate in some cases, and innovative. A lot of the stuff now you see is so different. So yeah, it's just something I was thinking about over Christmas. I noticed it, and it's funny, obviously you that's the line of work you are obviously in. But Shirley, coming to you now, you're the sales director for UK and Europe. Just give us a little brief background of your journey through, and then obviously getting involved with Choose Planet A.
Sure. Well, excuse me. After graduating, I went into recruitment in investment banking. So it's very different to what I'm doing now. And then I became a mum, had three kids, and set up a music school, teaching children music globally. And I kind of felt, well, you know, everyone's working really hard. Music is so wonderful, so therapeutic. They're doing their grades. They're really, really engaging. And you see how they're really enjoying learning music. And then after a while, you kind of think, well, what sort of planet are they going to be growing up in? For their future generations, Cyril, you know, contacted me and goes, look, I have this amazing product. You know, through life, you're going through everything. You're using a lot of plastic without realizing. You recycle, expecting it to go to somewhere that will recycle into something useful, but actually it doesn't. And it's from a consumer point of view. I've been more of a consumer than the designer. It's like, okay, yes, we get rid of plastic straws, plastic bags. But I go to coffee shops. We all go to coffee shops. We all go to, you know, anywhere we go to, we would have our coffee cup. We have our plastic lid. And in the past, it was just something that we just got used to. But now it's time for the consumers to say, actually, I don't want this plastic lid. You know, and we've done, well, we'll talk about it later as well. We've done consumer surveys where consumers don't want it. We don't want this plastic lid anymore. You know, and so it's very much about, okay, let's just, everyone do their part. Let's try help save the planet. Let's try, as Cyril said, eradicate the plastic. And at least we can do a small part. There's so much more to do that everyone else can take part in. And a lot of obviously other companies are, you know, doing their best in implementing. But yeah, that's my journey. And I'm based in London.
Yeah, it's very, like, I think we see it in a lot of industry. I know certainly through the chats in the podcast, people getting into hospitality in particular, there's so many varied routes into industries. And no doubt it's the same for your industry as well, or certainly in your case, Shirley, you've gone from various industries and found yourself in a, although it's a supplier, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Business, certainly for your side.
I mean, I have worked, when I was much younger, I have worked in many, you know, the summer jobs, the food and beverage, you know, you've worked in restaurants, coffee shops. We're all part of the hospitality. I think quite a few of us have had a summer job at some stage in hospitality.
I think the majority of people have been involved in hospitality at some point or another. What's your usual response when staff call in to say they're not going to make it into work? Frantically texting, emailing and sending WhatsApp messages in an effort to find cover by the time you open your doors. Yeah, we've all been there, but there is an easier way. Rotocloud is a people management platform that allows you to communicate directly with your staff and find shift replacements fast. With 24/7 access to the rota and shift updates delivered immediately and sent out across the team, staff can notify you if there's a problem with an upcoming shift. And you can even set it up so employees arrange their own cover, which will save you the headache. Get your shifts together with Rotocloud. Head over to thecafehustle.com/Rotocloud and start your free 30-day free trial. The Cafe Hustle is also supported by Espressly. With the move to digital happening fast and your customers expecting to get access to your business wherever they are, means a mobile ordering solution is crucial for allowing your customers to order on the go. And not only that, your digital apps must be an extension of your physical location and brand. With Espressly, you get your very own branded mobile ordering app that integrates with other big brands, including Square, which is a great big plus. Give your staff and customers a mobile ordering experience usually only reserved for big budget operators and chains. Check out what is possible over at thecafehustle.com/Espressly. That's Espressly. If you need a mobile ordering app, you need Espressly. Now, turning to the topic of sustainability, why is it an area now that we should be really focusing on, certainly as an industry, hospitality industry? In particular, why should we be looking at that as a key factor in how we run our business?
I think the question that we should ask is, you know, what if we don't? Why should if we leave it as it is? You know, it's to be honest, you know, when I started being a packaging designer, sustainability wasn't a trend, but I was already looking into it. And some simple things, you know, I mean, you see a lot of paper, you know, laminated, you know, with plastic films, and this is now recyclable in a paper stream. So as soon as you have two or three materials that are completely different family of products glued together, you cannot recycle them. They end up in landfills or the environment, which is worse. And that is going to stay like that, you know, for thousands of years. So it always takes one or two generations you have to change. And I think the luck that we have is that today, you know, we have internet, you know, the information is flowing very well. You know, you can find information pretty much straight away. And now also with mobile communications, you know, it's like we have information in our hand. And I think that has speeds up, you know, all the things that were hidden for decades, you know, from consumers. Now we can really see what's going on in the world in terms of the oceans, in terms of, you know, the island of plastics, or in terms of the deforestations, you know, in Indonesia, you know, there's so much going on. And I think as consumer, we have the choice to ban products or to embrace them. And we've seen a lot of examples. And I think for us, you know, as creators or marketers or buyers, we can all do our fair bits, you know, and I try to educate the brands as much as possible by saying, you are a buyer, you should buy better. You know, you're a marketer, you should market better products. And for me, you know, as a designer, I need to design better. And because if we don't, what's going to happen? And even today, you know, we can see this.
I was going to say, I absolutely agree with you, Cyril, that it is a global issue and we all have a duty here, especially, I would say, you know, the head of sustainability in companies. It's they have a responsibility here, and you know, there's a lot on their agenda, but to view a sustainable cup like ours, it really is something that will be beneficial to their company and to the environment, to the consumer, and to the future generations.
I think, like as Cyril was saying there, the amount of information now that is available to the customer, to the consumer, and the awareness of the issues, it actually introduces, well, sustainability now is, it's a competitive advantage. If you can take advantage of, you know, and show you're really taking sustainability seriously, then the customer, they relate more to that and are more likely to come and use your business as, you know, as their regular coffee shop or restaurant or whatever it is. Chilly, you mentioned about, you know, the surveys now. What sort of percentages are we talking about people who are really focused on sustainability when they're making choices whether to visit a business or not?
It's, I think before we talk about survey, again, you know, we talk about sustainability. Sustainability today, you know, I would say a lot of brands, they don't care about sustainability. For them, it's a marketing tool to say, hey, we're sustainable. You know, we use plastic with recycled content, you know, so it's recycled plastic. And then with this recycled plastic, we make a new plastic packaging. Great. But, you know, at the end of the day, the recycling rate of plastic packaging in Europe is less than 30%. So it means that actually 70% of all the plastic packaging in Europe goes to landfill, or they are exported to Asia, where they end up in landfill, or, you know, they go to through incineration. So we need to be super careful about, okay, what is sustainable and what is not sustainable? Because I can tell you, recycled content plastic is not sustainable. Paper with plastic liner is not sustainable because, again, you cannot recycle them. So when we designed the Good Cup, we made sure that, you know, the coating that goes on the inside is, okay, it's plastic-free, it's 100% bio-based, that's number one. It has all the certified labels in terms of home compostability. But most importantly, the coating we use is certified recyclable in the paper stream by PTS in Germany, which is the biggest independent lab in Europe. And also it's certified recyclable in paper stream by Western Michigan University in America, who is again the biggest certificate. So no matter if this cup end up in a paper recycling stream, it can be recycled. Or, you know, if it end up in the environment, in the ocean, it will biodegrade, leaving no trace of, you know, toxic, you know, for the environment. So this is what is sustainability for us. Looking at the survey, what we did is, once you launch a new product, you have no idea how the consumer are gonna react, because they've been used to a cup with a plastic lid on the top, drinking from it. They're used to that drinking experience. They're used to, you know, the locking system. And so when they look at that, they think, what is that? You know, how do we operate that, you know, in terms of me as a barista, or me as a consumer, you know, when it's folded, how do I add my sugar? So we did a survey in partnership with Coffee Tree, who's a coffee chain in London. They have 3 coffee shops. We give them thousands and thousands of cups, you know, over a period of 2 months. And what ended up is 90% of the consumers said, we love it. It's actually better or similar than a traditional paper cup in terms of drinking experience, in terms of security, in terms of easy to fold, easy to open. We didn't have a single consumer that said, this is not secure. You know, this, you know, is spilling my hand, you know, with hot drinks. We didn't have any negative feedback. And you know, it was like a survey where they scan a QR code, it's anonymous on their phone, they answer the questions, there's no names, you know, it's completely anonymous. We don't know actually who these people are, but we really thank them because to us, you know, this is going to generate leads and leverage to convince, you know, other market that this cup is ready to be launched in terms of the shop point of view, the barista, or even the consumers. It really, you know, it's, the consumers are ready and the shops are ready now.
Yeah, I think really from my, I obviously used the cup, you have sent me some samples to use, and my initial thought, again, without actually using it, was I was concerned whether it was going to come out the side. I know I messaged you, Shirley, about that, to you know, to see just by looking at it. But once you start using the product, you realize that, and honestly, genuinely, and you haven't paid me to say this, it is a genuinely completely usable. The experience of using the cup is better than the traditional cup. It didn't even feel, you know, the times where you worry that the lid is on properly on a traditional cup. This is a very secure design. And again, we talk a lot about customer experience, and the good cup no doubt adds to that, as well as it's a very unique and you can identify, you know, identifiable product as a, you know, as a takeaway cup. It's unique. It looks different. But yeah, from a customer experience point of view, this is right, you know, without even talking about the sustainability element, this is a level up from that experience. I can't, honestly, even just the shape of the top of the cup is just much better to drink from. And these are all little things. I think people's first impressions are going to be, oh, that looks a little bit different. I'm not so sure on that. But once they use it, they will likely experience, well, 90% of people obviously loved it.
You're absolutely right. It's because, yeah, when they first look at it, sometimes they, as you say, they're a little bit unsure. Once they actually drink from it and realize that this contours around and it actually feels nicer to hold as well. You can even hold a buggy. You can even push a buggy and hold that at the same time.
Yeah, no, I mean, maybe for the viewers, you know, that think, what is this cup? You know, really all they've seen is just Shirley, you know, drinking from it. So it's a cup, you know, that is made in one piece in a traditional paper cup machines. And then here we have a very kind of weird shape cut, but it's all for a purpose. I mean, before we made the final shape, I made something like 1,000 prototype by hand to, you know, until we found the right balance, you know, the right adjustments, you know, the right folding and so on. But here we have a flap, you know, that is there. And this is for two purposes. Number one is it goes onto traditional coffee machines. And number two is when you fill, you know, with coffee or tea or juice, you can see actually the content and the filling line. And then once, you know, this bounce back, once you want to fold, you just press here. And then once you press, you know, you cover completely the top. And then here you just push again. And then you hear a click. And the click just tells you that, okay, now this is locked. And as you fold, the spout just folds, you know, also automatically. And we added, you know, another flap on the top is if you want to add a paper straw or anything. But you're right, you know, the drinking experience, you know, is quite enhanced because we have a nice fold, you know, it's a curve, you know, that follow, you know, the shape of the mouth. So we had a lot of tweakings, you know, along the way to make sure that it was ergonomic, it was pleasing for the consumers. Also, you know, here the side is very narrow. So, you know, for consumers that have very small hands, you know, to hold, you know, traditional big cups, this is a lot more comfortable also to hold. So we thought about all this nice little detail and try to be as inclusive as possible.
So I'm going to leave my chat with Cyril and Shirley there for today. And part two is coming on Wednesday. But I want you to really think about where in your business you can alter how you approach sourcing your ingredients, whether that's food or coffee, where it's coming from. Think of the packaging, think of where you can make gains from a sustainability point of view. I know it is a divisive subject, but really we need to start thinking seriously about sustainability, especially as the consumer is becoming more and more sensitive to, you know, inflated claims. So that's one thing we need to keep away from, certainly when we're talking about, you know, using our sustainability credentials as a marketing tool beyond the moral or the ethical reasons that we do something, like, you know, make a choice for a, you know, going plastic free in our businesses. There's certainly a marketing arm to this, and really we need to make sure that we are open and honest and very clear and authentic. I want to really emphasize that, authentic about our claims regarding sustainability. The customer is now looking for that when they are shopping around to use a business. So we need to be really upfront about where our businesses are as far as sustainability. Yes, there's a cost to them, and really we need to reflect this in our pricing. Don't think that we're trying to swallow this as a cost that should be swallowed by us as businesses, because that's not the case. But I really want you to think carefully about how you're meeting that consumer need for, you know, a sustainable business. Listen, thank you so much for joining me on The Cafe Hustle. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope your week is off to a fantastic start. And I hope you join us on Wednesday for our second part of this episode. I want you to also to keep an eye out for something that's coming this Friday as well. We launched or announced our community Hustle Together back in, I think it was August. But we're now coming to the point where we are opening the doors for you, our community, our listed community at Cafe Hustle Hospitality, which is what we will become. And obviously we've got the Hospitality Leadership Podcast, which is part of that, which is launching next week as well. So we've got a lot coming up, but keep an eye out for our episode on Friday. So make sure, if you don't subscribe to the podcast already, make sure you head over to wherever you listen to your podcast, hit the like button, the plus button, the subscribe or follow, whatever it is on that app, so you don't miss out on what is coming on Friday. It's a really big opportunity to be part of our community, to help shape it and to make it something that you will, you know, be part of and be part of building together. So yeah, that's coming on Friday. Make sure you keep an eye out for that. Again, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate that you choose us as a podcast when you've got so much choice out there already. It really humbles me when I think of how many podcasts are out there and you are choosing to spend this time with me here listening to what we talk about. So yeah, thank you so much. Listen, again, I hope you've had a great weekend. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to welcoming you back for our next episode on Wednesday. So Road to Cloud isn't just about scheduling your teams. There's so many other features it offers that can make a massive difference to how your business operates. For example, think about how you store your team members' data, which, as you well know, there's a lot of it. So their personal information, emergency contact details, holiday allowance, and even typical work schedules, it can all be kept securely in Road to Cloud's GDPR compliant storage solution. You can keep all of their work-related documents, find them just a few clicks. For example, their employment contracts, job descriptions, as well as employee handbooks and policy documents for your entire company can all be safely stored within Road to Cloud. Now take advantage of a 30-day free trial over at thecafehustle.com/Road to Cloud. It's completely free, no credit card required. See how much time and money you can save by using Road to Cloud for your people management today.